Okay, so we're back to our Kavod HaTorah series. Tonight we're learning from Sefer Orchos Yoshar and from Chaim Kanievsky, the Tzal. And we're in Simon Chavtes, the Indian of Torah. So he begins here. We'll jump around a little bit. He begins, Yesh b'churim she'choshvim sh'atorah telach lahem kal. The Torah, people think, you know, it's going to be easy. They think the Torah is going to come easy. When they see that's not true, it doesn't come so easy. It takes more work than they thought. What happens? They see that they weren't successful because they thought, hey, it's going to be easy. They give up and eventually they stop learning completely. He says, this is a great mistake. It's impossible for the Torah to come easy. Kamash Akostav, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Im Ya'amar Lecha, Adam, person says to you, Lo Yegati Masasi, if I did not toil, but I found, I'll tell him. Don't believe him. It's impossible. If he said that I did not toil, and yet I still was successful, don't believe him. It has to come with toil. It has to come with hard work. He ain't a Torah, nicknames Ella Bim Amel Vigia. It has to come through hard work, through effort. The Torah, to really to make strides and to make have accomplishments and to grow in one's limited Torah, it takes real effort. And one can't say that, hey, just because it didn't come easy, it's not for me. It's not something I want to put my time into. We have to realize that the reward is tremendous, but it also takes an effort. It takes input. So we're going to skip down to where the arrow is, a few words in. V'hadavar yidua. He says it's known. The yeshiva shelo habale kishron, not the bale. Who is the bale kishron? The people with the abilities, with the natural faculties. The bale kishron. There's always a guy in yeshiva. You know, he seems that he gets everything. It always makes sense. Bale kishron means they have the abilities. There's abilities. The hatzlichu, their success. B'der klal. Let's go back. V'adavar yidua b'yeshiva shelo habale kishron. Hatzlichu b'der klal. It's not the Bali Kirshon that are matzliach. Ella hamasmidim. What's a masmid? What's a masmid? You know what a masmid is? We say it here all the time, right? He's a masmid. What's a masmid? You know what it is? Tamid, from the word tamid, right? What's the tamid? Carbon tamid. Carbon tamid, right? Carbon tamid, what that is, we say every day, right? We offer carbon tamid twice a day. Right, we say it's okay, you can speak. Yeah, so if you're the answer, you don't have to speak. So then, yeah, we offer the carbon tamid twice a day. But what is unique about the carbon tamid? Tamid, what does tamid mean?
Always,
continuous. The carbon tamid is day in, day out. That's what a masmid means. A masmid is your day in, day out. I once heard the shame of Willig. Somebody once spoke here and they quoted Rav Willig, who used to say over in the, I think, Masura Kolel, in the summer Kolel, a masmid, yeah, means day in, day out, but even if you have a certain amount of time, right? Again, let's clarify. What I'm telling you now is not the masmid that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is referring to here, I believe, but in another light, though, a masmid, hasmada, means a continuousness. It's something you're always doing, right? So if you decide, hey, I want to have a Seder for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and you commit that Seder every day, your Mishnah Seder, your Halacha Seder, your Shnai Mikra Seder, whatever that is, but you do that day in, day out, you're Masmid. That's Hasmada. Hasmada doesn't necessarily mean you're the guy learning day, all day, every day. Where there's different levels, but a person could be a masmid. He can still think about it. You don't realize how much a person can grow by taking on a little amount of time every day, but that time adds up. It adds up. If you think about it, if you take 30 minutes, aside from whatever else you're doing, the shiur you go to, your morning seder, you put aside 30 minutes to take whatever you want to learn, and you do that day in, day out for the rest of your life, do you know what you'll accomplish? Whether it's Mishnayis, it's Mishabura, it's Halacha, it's an English Sefer, anything. You will accomplish so much. It's consistency that builds. The day in, day out. is what builds us and what makes us grow. Now, Reb Chaim's talking probably about more than a half hour a day, but everyone on their own level, we have to do what we can. Believe me, a person learning a half a day, a person adding a half an hour to his Seder that he has currently, whatever he's learning currently, he'll make tremendous, tremendous strides. Okay, so Reb Chaim tells us it's not the Bali Kishrim. It's not the guy with the natural faculties, with the best abilities, who's going to be matzliach, who's going to be successful in yeshiva. It's the masmid. It's the person who's going to be consistent. And he says that, I'm trying to place again. Yeah, what's the chiluk? What's the difference between the masmid and the Bali Kishrim? Hachiluk bein abal kishrom she'eino ba'al kishrom. A guy who has the abilities versus a guy who doesn't have abilities. What's the difference? Right? It's like they say, the joke they say. What's the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut? Come on.
Respect it. I don't know.
What's the difference between a good hair and a bad hair, a good haircut and a bad haircut? 2 weeks.
Oh.
Okay. So, for the Bali Kishron and the Mat Bali Kishron, what's the difference between Bali Kishron and not Bali Kishron? He says, Mish ain't about Kishron. A guy doesn't have the natural faculties, the innate abilities. So, Tzarch Lilmoda, Inyan, Od Chatisha, Osha. It just takes him longer. He just has to learn longer. He has to put more effort into it. Where the other guy might go through Shir and he chaps it after Shir, he's great. Maybe the other guy has to chaser Shir once, twice, three times. It just takes him longer. But if he puts in the effort, in the end of the day, achar kach, shneim shavin, they're going to be holding the same place. Afilu misha chalash ma'ol b'kishron, one who's weak in his abilities. Im yasmid, if he sticks at it, kvar hiftichu chazal, chazal's already promised us, she had tzliach, he'll be successful. U'bilvad she hey yirshamayim, he has to be yirshamayim also. The Gemara says in Megillah, Yagati Blumatati Al Tamin. If he says, I was Yagia, I was Yageya, I put in the effort, but still Lumasasi, I didn't see success. Al Tamin, don't believe him. It can't be. It wasn't true effort that he put in. There was something lacking. There was something missing. So then he Rechaim points us to his father's sefer, the Chai Adam. The Sefer Gong had a sefer Chai Adam. And in that sefer, he quotes from, we'll just say this one outside, it's a Maisa. He quotes from the Chutam Meshulash. And the Chutam Meshulash brings a Maisa where there was a 17-year-old Talmud who went to the Chasam Sofer. And this Talmud did not know how to learn. He never went to yeshiva. And he says to the Chasam Sofer, he appointed this Talmud who never learned before, he appointed Talmidim and Yeshiva to learn with him, to help him out, help him along. And it was very hard for him to understand. And it went in one ear, out the other ear. But he stuck to it. He was diligent. He was a masmid. And he was matzliach. He was so successful, he became a great rav. And he was mentioned many times in the Tshuvos of the Chasam Sofer himself. Chasam Sofer wrote many shouts from Tshuvos, and he was quoted many times in the Tshuvos of the Chasam Sofer. Okay, so now let's skip a little bit more to the bottom. Before we get to the bottom, he quotes in the Sefer, Karnei d'Igrisa. Karnei d'Igrisa, which is, again, those are letters that his father, the Stifler Gon, wrote. And he says, Shekasav, one of the letters he wrote, the Stifler wrote, Kasav Shebentara, he wrote a Bentara b'shnas ali, during his years of growth. His years of growth, from the bottom. His years of aliyah. Lo lehit asek v'shum davar ache. He shouldn't be involved in other things. Now, we have to understand, right? We're not necessarily in the same yeshiva system that he is necessarily speaking about. And we might be past those. Again, we're not past the days of Aliyah, but Lamashal, I guess that would be, you know, more our Shana Allah, Shana Bet in Israel, nothing else. But now Lamaisa, we're in college. We have a dual schedule. At one point we might go to work, but we can still take a lot out from this letter that the stipler wrote. Because what is his point? That during our days of growth, these are still your days of growth. whether you have a year left, 2 years left, or a semester left, these are still days of growth. And therefore, what does that mean? Ein lo lehit asik. Don't be involved b'shum davar acher, nothing else. I think at our level, we can take that to mean, don't be involved in something else, those things that we don't need to be involved in. It's true, when it comes to school, I have to do my work. I have certain obligations outside of school maybe, but there are so many things, we can make a list of so many things we are involved with. What does involved with mean, right? We can be involved in conversations. We can be involved in going places. We can be involved in our phone. Whatever, you name it, we can be involved in lots of things. But I think if we could, the takeaway from here is, let's think about some of the things that we are involved with outside of the basement, outside of the Limud Torah, and see, well, how can I maybe pull back a little bit? Because again, these are the Shanais Aliyah, these are the days of growth, right? These days, as we've really discussed in the past, these are days that are setting us up for the rest of our life. They're projecting us. They're pointing us hopefully in the right direction. The things that we're going to do, especially if we're on our way out the door, the things that we're going to do now moving forward are going to mold us. We're dough. We need a cookie cutter to shape us to go into that world. Because if we don't shape ourselves in this yeshiva as before we leave, then we are going to take form. We have to take the form of something. And if we don't make it, the form we don't take is a form molded by yeshiva, then we're going to take a form of the outside world. That's what's going to mold us. When we leave here, if we don't have a form, we're not set. We don't cure. That's like a fancy term for harden. If that doesn't happen, then what's gonna shape us when we leave yeshiva? All the hashkafas, all the outlooks of the outside world, what they idolize, what they think is important, that's what's going to shape us. So before we leave, we can still work on ourselves and to shape our outlooks. Again, we're working at our own level where we're holding. Doesn't mean we start out every other thing. I'm not going to be involved in anything else and just only Torah. We might not be holding by then. But there are some things I'm sure we can cut away. There are some things that we can add into our day, into our Seder, and to help us form ourselves. That when we get out into the world, we're gonna be strong. We're gonna already have our armor in a sense, and we're gonna be protected. Because if we go out without a protection, we're gonna be open to unfortunate disaster. So zochet to take the chizuk in our limud Torah, and to work on ourselves that we should be able to mechazik ourselves during our shanos aliyah, our days of growth. And the growth doesn't stop. We grow for life. Right? We grow. Life is about growth. It doesn't stop. It might be harder. That's why it's important to get ourselves going in the right direction while we're in yeshiva. But even when we leave, we still have to grow. We still have to grow. And that's life is about growth. Until next time.